Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 325, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart, and what follows. Psalter 325, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 3, at the verses 1 through 18. But first, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 3, the first 18 verses. And now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysias, the tetrarch of Albini, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias in the wilderness, and he came into all the country about Jordan preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, What shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, and neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou wast granted in thy merciful providence that by renewal that the doors of thy house have been opened, a part of the congregation, a smaller part, may come up in this evening hour. The greater part were called to remain in their dwellings, where they may listen along. Then we humbly ask thee to bless us with thy special presence, with thy special favor, and with thy special help, O Lord. Then we have to confess, and we can confess much with our lips. May it be experienced in the heart by the first time, also by renewal, that we are unworthy of the least of thy blessings. We have sinned it all away. We are such unthankful creatures. We have taken through the years so much for granted, and we still do the same. Then it is so necessary that thou may cause us to pause and to consider what we deserve, and yet the many blessings that thou giveth us, and that it may be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance. Then in the realm of nature, then thou wast granted gentle showers, and thou also granted that the sun may shine in his brightness. May thou also do it upon thy church, the showers of thy Holy Spirit, as thou wast done on the day of Pentecost and thereafter, and that the Son of Righteousness may shine. O thou wast promised in thy word unto you that fear my name, as shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. O wilt thou grant in thy blessing to those that have come up after so many weeks of being called upon to remain in their dwellings. May they have come up with prayer and supplication, earnestly begging of thee, that thou would grant a special blessing, the moment of thy divine good pleasure. Remember all those that may listen along, O Lord. and may it be for true conversions. And then after the day of Pentecost, it is so clearly stated that thou wast added daily unto the church as such as should be saved. May it please thee to do it in this evening hour, that our boys and girls, that they may receive a new heart, our young people be given to make that good choice of a Ruth, the middle-aged to learn with the Martha, oh, to be troubled with many things, but one thing is needful, and for our elderly ones that it has become late, but not too late for thee, O wonder-doing God. Wilt thou then stretch forth thy almighty hand, and that sinners may be rescued, and that they may be taken off that broad way that leadeth to eternal destruction, and placed upon that narrow way that leadeth to everlasting life, to that end, by the solemnity, the seriousness, the reality, and the shortness of life upon all our hearts, and the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity. May there be a hastening for our life's sake. Wilt thou spare us and our children, that we build not upon sandy foundations, but remember also thy children. Thou knowest their condition, thou knowest where they are encamped. Oh, they learn more and more how dependent they are upon thee for every blessing, and that it is the work of the Spirit to work the need, to grant the exercises concerning the need, but also to fulfill that need. Wilt thou grant a strengthening of their faith, because there are so many onslaughts, and then we commend unto thee the broken reeds. Oh, their head can be so down, looking at the circumstances, looking within, and then there is no hope. But may it please thee to cause the waters of consolation to flow, that they may lift up their head, and that they may be given to look upon thee, and to be given to trust in thy word. The smoking flax is that of fears, that it is all coming to an end. O blow then with thy Spirit, that that flame may be rekindled, and that it may grow brighter and brighter. Wilt thou remember consistory and congregation? Wilt thou remember the consistory when tomorrow evening they hope to meet? May it please thee to gather with us. May the weight of never dying souls so many, may they weigh heavy upon our hearts, and that we may lay them all before thee, and that thou may do a great work amongst us. Bless the manifold means of grace in the church, in the family circle. We commend our school unto thee, wherein this week, and then the school year hopes to come to an end for most of the students, as some of our older students shall be called upon in the week thereafter to write exams. Wilt thou be their helper? Oh, give them a heart to acknowledge thee under extraordinary and unusual different circumstances. Then thou wast helped the school board. Thou wast helped the administration. Thou wast helped all the instructors with their helpers. Then thou wast helped parents. Then thou wast helped the students. May we be given to see their hand therein. And then in other year, and then thy word has been opened, and it shall not have returned void unto thee, O Lord. May our students be given to examine their hearts, where the seed of thy word has fallen, whether it has fallen on the wayside, or upon stony ground, or among the thistles, or whether it has fallen on well-prepared hearts, where there have been children that have cried after and for thee. Lord, grant that tender fear of the Lord work from generation to generation, as thou wast promised in thy holy word. Wilt thou care and spare the remaining days of this school year? And then we commend thy church all over the earth unto thee. Remember the established churches. We commend our theological school unto thee, had been planned, that in this week the curatorium would have met, but on account of circumstances, it cannot be. May the time soon arrive when they may meet and add thy blessing. And then we remember the persecuted church, uphold them, take the veil off the Jewish nation, remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants and the team, also there the circumstances are different. May it please thee to use these special circumstances, that different souls may be brought under thy word to the saving of their souls. Remember those that bring thy word to the end of the earth. Lord, we remember our poor country, where we have departed so far from thy word, and under thy solemn speaking, where there is so little or no acknowledgement that thou reigneth over everything. We do not hear of sin, of guilt, and the calling to repentance. And, our Lord, may also thy church be given to examine. May we examine each our hearts, how it is under thy solemn speaking, whether we have repented from worldly and evil ways, a closer life to thy holy word, or whether we continue under thy speaking. We commend unto thee our leaders, grant unto them wisdom and understanding under these difficult times, and all may thou grant that soon the whole congregation may come together in thy house. May the burden be felt, and may it be laid before thee. We remember the many outward needs. Then we remember the sick and afflicted, O Lord. Wilt thou remember that old mother together with her husband, where they have received fearful tidings? Ah, grant them a special place at thy footstool, that they may cry mightily unto thee. Then we commend them unto thee for body and for soul. Ah, may this fearful tiding be used for the saving of souls. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember those that have sick relatives. Wilt thou take them under thy care and thy compassion? May the callings be sanctified. And, O Lord, when thou granteth health and strength, that we may be given to pause, that we may be given to consider how we use our health and strength, that we are given to examine our stewardship. May we be given to seek thee while thou mayest be found. We commend unto thee all widowers, widows, orphans, all the mourning ones, wilt thou continue to uphold them. We commend unto thee all our elderly ones. Remember our care home with all those that may care for them. And remember all those in their homes. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Wilt thou remember prodigal sons and daughters. And then we commend unto thee a young couple who in the coming weeks hope to be united in holy matrimony. Wilt thou help in all the preparations. Grant them a place at thy footstool. May they be given to beg of thee, that this marriage may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Wilt thou grant unto all of our young people a partner with whom they can go through this life around the old truth and around the old ways. Lord, remember all our family circles. May love abound between husband and wife, between parents and children. When it is not so, wilt thou grant a bowing of the knees, a turning to thy word. What has been separated, Lord, what belongs together, wilt thou bring together, be a wonder-doing God. We live in a time that the devil has but a short time, trying to completely erase, destroy the two roses left out of paradise. And that is the Lord's Day, and that is the institution of holy matrimony. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then we humbly ask of thee, of thy Spirit, both in speaking and in listening. Ah, thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee for everything. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou bind the devil? And then, ah, Lord, then by renewal, oh, it is each time that we must confess that we have nothing to plead upon, because our sins are great, they are manifold. May they be confessed, may they be repented of. And to that end, may we be given to plead upon what thou hast written in thy holy word, and thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. O Lord, thou art so sovereign, thou art so free, thou art just to let sinners lie in their lost condition, but, O, thou hast declared in thy word that thou wast chosen a church, and that thou wert gathering a church, thou wast sent thy dear Son upon this earth to that end. He sitteth at thy right hand. May that church be gathered and preserved in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 140, the four stanzas. God, be merciful to me. On thy grace I rest my plea. Plenteous in compassion thou, blot out my transgressions now and what follows. Psalter 140, the four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 26, the question and answers 69, 70, and 71. Question 69, how art thou admonished and assured by holy baptism that the one sacrifice of Christ upon the cross is of real advantage to thee? Answer thus, that Christ appointed this external washing with water, adding thereto this promise, that I am as certainly washed by his blood and spirit from all the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as I am washed externally with water, by which the filthiness of the body is commonly washed away. Question 70, what is it to be washed with the blood and spirit of Christ? Answer, it is to receive of God the remission of sins freely, for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us by a sacrifice upon the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Ghost and sanctified to be members of Christ, so we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and unblameable lives. Question 71, where has Christ promised us that he will as certainly wash us by his blood and spirit as we are washed with the water of baptism? Answer, in the institution of baptism, which is thus expressed, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This promise is also repeated where the Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins. Lord's Day number 26 speaks of the great significance of the sacrament of holy baptism. With three thoughts, in the first place, the institution of holy baptism. In the second place, the sign in holy baptism. And in the third place, the benefits portrayed in holy baptism. The great significance of the sacrament of holy baptism. The institution of holy baptism, the sign in holy baptism, and thirdly, the benefits portrayed in holy baptism. Beloved congregation, in the last Lord's Day, then there was spoken of sacraments in general. And then our children can remember that in a sacrament there is a sign and there is a seal. The sign that instructs, that points us to something, and the seal that confirms it. Then you can remember that we have given the example, it is true, not a sacrament, but to make it clear for our boys and our girls, that when Joseph has sent his brothers back to his father and to their families, then he has sent wagons along. And now when the brothers of Joseph have come to Jacob, then they have said to Father Jacob, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. That could be compared to the sign. That was instruction. But then we read that the heart of Jacob fainted. It was too great. But then when he saw the wagons, then we could compare that instruction where Joseph was yet alive. That is the word. And then the wagons, we could compare them to the sacraments. That assured Father Jacob that Joseph was indeed alive. When we consider the sacraments, then there is a difference between sacrament and word. We have heard the last Lord's Day that the word, that is the audible gospel that we hear with our ears, and the sacraments is a visible gospel that we see with our eyes. Then in the second place, then the word that works faith, but that also strengthens faith, because upon the faith of the living child, there are so many attacks, but the sacraments, they strengthen faith. It is, of course, true, because the sacraments can never be without a word, then the word is also proclaimed. And to that end, that under the administration of the sacraments, then people are also converted. What a blessing it is when by the work of the Holy Spirit, when we see the sacraments administered, and that the Lord shows us that we stand outside and that we miss everything. Thus that means that the word can be brought without the sacraments, but not the sacraments without the word. Another difference is a sinner cannot be saved without the word, because we cannot be saved outside of a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is possible to be saved without the sacrament, of course. When there is opportunity, then there shall be a desire to bow under the command of Christ. But it would be possible, and even if we think to give an example, Abraham, he was converted many years before that he was before he was circumcised. And now Lord's Day number 25, there was spoken of the sacraments in general. Lord's Day number 26, that is the application concerning Lord's Day number 25, concerning the sacrament of holy baptism. When we consider our Heidelberg Catechism, then there are 6 Lord's Days, and there are many questions, 18 questions and answers devoted to the sacraments, nearly about 12% of our catechism. There is a reason for the same. And then we must consider the circumstances of what was transpiring in that day. And then in the Roman Catholic Church, then the Council of Trent, that has gathered in three sessions from 1545 through 1563. And then the last session in that church has just come to an end. And in that session, they have verified and spoken of the sacraments of but many heirs, and also concerning the number, because the Roman Catholic Church, they have seven sacraments. We have two. Christ has instituted two in the New Testament Church, namely the sacrament of holy baptism and the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. The Lord has also given two sacraments in the Old Testament. A circumcision was instituted in Genesis 17, and the Passover in Exodus 12. In the Old Testament, and then the sacraments were bloody, and in the New Testament they are not, because Christ has come to shed his own blood. In the Old Testament, then they pointed to Christ, who was to come in the fullness of time. And the sacraments in the New Testament, they point to the Lord Jesus Christ, to his perfect sacrifice, which he has brought in the fullness of time. In the Roman Catholic Church, in addition to holy baptism and the Holy Supper, they also have ordination, marriage, a confirmation, extreme unction, and penance or confession. But we do not read that Christ has instituted those as a sacrament. And in addition to the heirs of the Roman Catholic Church, we have told you with the introduction of the Catechism that also in the Church of the Reformation, that there have come differences, and that especially concerning the sacraments, and that between Calvin and Luther, and that Frederick the Prince, that he had a desire, oh, a God-fearing prince, oh, what a privilege and a blessing it is for a land, oh, when the Lord grants a ruler that greatly fears the Lord and that has great respect for the holy word of God. Then what a dark time that we live in. Oh, we're also under the judgments of the Lord. How little acknowledgement, oh, in the United States. And then they are still privileged to have a president that is given to acknowledge that the Lord stands over everything and the need for prayer in these dark and solemn times. And now Frederick the Prince, oh, we had a desire that in the church there may come unity. And to that end, he is as Zacharias Ursinus and Caspar Olivianus, that they would formulate a catechism to instruct the people, to instruct the youth, also concerning the sacraments. And now our first point, the institution of holy baptism, then we read already in answer 69, thus that Christ appointed this external washing with water. And in answer 72, in the institution of baptism, then before Christ has officially confirmed, instituted holy baptism as a sacrament that is to be administered to all nations, then in the Scriptures, then in the New Testament, then we already read of baptism. We have read together out of Luke 3, and there John the Baptist, he was a sent prophet of the Lord, and he was also commanded to baptize. And then we have heard it, that the meaning of baptism has expressed a baptism unto repentance for the remission of sins. And then he has called the children of Israel that they may be given to repent, and we have heard it, that many have come to John the Baptist with a desire to be baptized, and then they have asked him, what must we do? Has that also become our question, congregation? Has that become the question in our life? What must we now do, boys and girls, to receive a new heart? What must we do to be saved? How may we be converted? Or are we still too busy with the timely things? Or are there a few souls in this evening hour that may be exercised with that question? Oh, the one important thing, that we may be converted as the Lord has converted that people on the day of Pentecost. Are there souls in this evening with the question, oh, that have learned that you are a sinner, a great sinner, and that you have tried to wash yourself with your repentance, with your works, and with your tears, and maybe in the beginning than you hoped, that you would be pleasing unto the Lord, but now to experience to be a sinner still, that you do not know it anymore. To that end, it has pleased Christ to institute also the sacrament of holy baptism. Thus, in essence, the baptism of John was the same as the baptism that Christ has instituted. And I read in the Gospel of John that also the disciples of Christ, that they have baptized. And now when we read of that institution of holy baptism in Matthew 28, verse 19, then what a comforting instruction there lies therein, because in that institution, go ye therefore. Thus when we read that institution, then we read of the three offices of the Lord Jesus Christ, go ye therefore, based upon the priestly office of Christ, where he has satisfied justice, where he has offered himself as that sacrifice, well-pleasing to the Lord. Go ye therefore and teach. That is the prophetical office of Christ, whereby his church is taught by word and by spirit. And before that command, before that institution, then Christ has said unto his church, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. That speaks of the kingly office of Christ. And now it has pleased the Lord Jesus Christ in the institution of the sacrament of holy baptism for the welfare of his church, for the strengthening of their faith, He knows how weak their faith is. He knows how troubled they can be. Oh, oftentimes that child, they find their life in Psalm 42, verse 5. Oh, my soul, why art thou cast down? And why so disquieted within me? But then Christ, in the sacrament of holy baptism, then he says, hope in God. Then he is given a very simple and a very special sign, and that is water. And that is found all over the world. Of course, maybe not in deserts, but it is found in each continent. Much of the world, 2/3, is covered by water. And now that water, the sign of holy baptism, that already had a special meaning in the Old Testament. Then each time by renewal and the ceremonial laws, then we find that water is spoken of. In Exodus 29, when Aaron and his sons would be ordained to be priests, then they had to wash themselves with water. Oh, in the court of the tabernacle, then our young people, maybe our boys and girls, you have studied it in school already. Then when they came into the court of the tabernacle, there was first the brazen altar of burnt offerings, where the animals were laid, where they were burnt, where the blood was sprinkled. And then behind that altar, there was that brazen laver of water that was used for washing, for cleansing, in so many different circumstances. When a leper may be healed, he had to wash himself. When there was an unclean one, he had to be washed on the great day of atonement. Then we also read that Aaron, as high priest, that he had to wash himself. Thus water was a well-known sign and a symbol under the children of Israel in the Old Testament, that each time by renewal it is true. Also the sacrifices, then we have the blood. So then we have blood and water. History tells us that in the Old Testament that there was also a baptism of proselytes. They were people who have come from another nation. And when they had a desire to be joined to the nation and the church of Israel, then the males had to be circumcised. But then they also tell us that such a heathen would have to be baptized with water. And now John the Baptist, that was a shock for the people of Israel. Thus, for a heathen to be baptized, that Israel understood, because that was a heathen people. But now John the Baptist has come as the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then John the Baptist has commanded that the Jews must be baptized. What a shock that must have been for that Jewish people. Then John the Baptist was preaching that they were unclean. And now the sign of water. Of water we can speak of many things. Water has many purposes. To satisfy our thirst, to refresh, and we find those uses in the scripture when it concerns the blessings which Christ has merited for his church. But when we speak of the sacrament of holy baptism, and then the sign of water, that speaks of cleansing. our instructors, they are given to speak, that I am, that Christ appointed this external washing with water, adding thereto the promise that I am as certainly washed by his blood and spirit from all the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins. As I am washed externally with water, by which the filthiness of the body is commonly washed away. Thus the sign, our children can understand it, as water washes the filth from our body, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses from all sin. And has that now ever become our need? Has that need been born in our heart? Have we ever learned that we are filthy? And with the deeper uncovering, the instructors, they have been led deep from all the pollution of my soul. Thus that goes inward. That inward pollution that cleaves unto us, and when the Spirit works, that becomes our grief, and that becomes our sorrow, and from all our sins. Thus the sacrament of holy baptism that receives, of course it is a privilege and a blessing, that we may be a baptized people, speaks of an advantage, also a privilege, a blessing, also a responsibility. But now in this Lord's Day, then it goes especially about the strengthening of the faith of a child of God. Not automatic. The sacraments, that we need the same as with the administration of the Word. We have heard in the last Lord's Day that the author of faith is the Holy Spirit, and that is now necessary, the work of the Holy Spirit with the preaching of the Word, but also with the administration of the Holy Sacraments. Thus the water is the sign, and then the promise, and the Word of God, that is the seal, that is the assurance for the child of God. Concerning the administration of that water, the manner, there has been much written about the subject. There are some churches that tell us that baptism may only be administered in the way of immersion. When we study the scriptures in the Old Testament, then nearly all the time we read of sprinkling 62 times in the Bible, in many different places, then in the ceremonial laws, then each time by renewal, then we read of the sprinkling of blood and the sprinkling of water. What about the New Testament? 'Tis not specifically written how the sacrament was administered. The main thing is the meaning, the washing away, that it points to the washing away of our sins. And even in the New Testament, then there are many questions. It is not clearly written. But when we think of the day of Pentecost, taking place in Jerusalem, there is not a large body of water in or near Jerusalem. It would have been impossible for all that people to travel to the Jordan to be baptized. thus very well possible and likely that it was administered by sprinkling. When we think of Lydia, the jailer, other examples, we are not saying it may not be by immersion. But when we study the scriptures, then there is no ground to declare that it may only be by immersion. The most important thing is the meaning, the sign and the seal. And now our third thought, the benefits portrayed in holy baptism, but let us first sing. Psalter 277, the stanzas 3, 5, and 8. He freely pardons all thy sins, and he is strong to save. He heals thy sickness, soothes thy pain, and ransoms from the grave. Psalter 277, 3, 5, and 8. The great significance of the sacrament of holy baptism. The institution of holy baptism. The sign in holy baptism. And now thirdly, the benefits portrayed in holy baptism. People of God, what a blessing it is when with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, that the Lord may grant exercises therewith, and that the Lord may use it for the strengthening of faith. Because what rich things are declared in the sacrament. Then in Lord's Day number 25, then the instructors, they have impressed upon us, then they have pointed that also the sacraments that they point to that perfect finished sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And now the instructors, then in both questions 68, 69, and 70, in the answers, then they have spoken of the two benefits that are portrayed and signified in the sacrament of holy baptism, and that receives value for a black and for a filthy sinner. Oh, we have mentioned the instructors, the pollution of my soul, and from all my sins. Oh, young and old, have we now ever become a sinner? Have we become a real sinner? Have we learned to cry about our sins? Have we learned that we cannot save ourselves? Oh, for that people. Then what a rich gospel is portrayed. Oh, it is a rich gospel for all of us, for the unconverted, for the church of God. But now who does it receive value for? I read in Matthew 9, verse 12, they that are whole need not the physician, but they that are sick. And in Luke 19, verse 10, that Christ has come to seek and to save the lost. Oh, for a poor black sinner that has tried to wash himself, but who are a sinner still. Oh, the sacrament of holy baptism that tells us that the Lord, that he is so holy, and from that holiness flows his justice, his righteousness, that he must punish all our sins. But now in the sacrament of holy baptism, when that water may be administered, oh, that points in the first place to that precious blood that Christ has shed, because we read in answer 70, it is to receive of God the remission of sins freely. Ah, without money and without price, the church learns that it is free in sovereign grace, and that wonder only becomes greater in the life of a child of God. It is to receive of God the remission of sins freely, for the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us by a sacrifice upon the cross. Then by renewal the instructors, then they may point us to that perfect sacrifice on the cross of Calvary by the dear Son of God. Oh, he has taken the sins of his church upon him. He has satisfied justice, and he has made a way. Because the Lord is righteous, he shall, and he cannot punish sin twice. Oh, for the child of God, he has punished the same in his beloved Son, and therefore the child of God may go free. Ah, when it may be granted by the work of the Holy Spirit, and a child of God may be given to look by an eye of faith upon that water that may be sprinkled, and they may be led to the cross of Calvary. Therein lies the remission of sin, the free remission of sins for his child. Thus in the first place, then the benefit that is justification, to be acquitted of guilt and to receive a right to eternal life. But then the instructors, they speak of a second benefit. Then they are given to speak of the blood and spirit of Christ. When we think of John 19, and that soldier has pierced the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then it is specifically mentioned that out of that wound has come forth blood and water. Then it speaks of justification and sanctification. And to that end, the instructors in answer 70, after they have spoken of the forgiveness of sins, the remission of sins, and also to be renewed by the Holy Ghost. Thus, that is the second benefit, that is the renewal of a sinner. And to be sanctified, that means to be set apart, to be made holy, sanctified to be members of Christ, that so we may more and more die unto sin. Thus, that is the second benefit that our instructors are given to speak of, that is portrayed in the sacrament of holy baptism, and that is sanctification. The Apostle Paul, he speaks of the crucifixion of the old man. That is painful, that is slow, it is sure. Come to its fullness. When a child of God is given to depart out of this life, and when the flesh is laid in the grave, and then the instructors in the form for holy baptism, or in our catechism in one of the places, then it speaks concerning the sacraments, that we have a desire to be more holy concerning the Lord's Supper. And now the instructors, they impress upon our hearts that also what is portrayed, the blood and the spirit of Christ for renewal. And then they have stated, may a benefit merited by Christ more and more die unto sin. What an exhortation for the child of God, people of God. How goes it with that battle? Concerning the mortification of the old man and the resurrection of the new man. The nominal Christian, though it seems to all go so well. But all for the poor child of God. Then there are times, many times, alas, to their shame, that in the way of experience is a blessing when we may be uncovered deeper, but that it seems, that resurrection of the old man's sins that we thought we had buried long ago. And as we become older, that it seems that they appear by renewal, and that it is the mortification of the old man. Woe unto me. But then our instructors, then they tell us that in the sacrament of baptism, by the Spirit of Christ, that the benefit of renewal, then we become new creatures in Christ Jesus, and lead holy and unblameable lives. In our form for baptism, then there is spoken of the blessings that the Father has made that covenant, and that he provides his child with every good thing. Concerning the Son, that he washes us from all our sins, and the Holy Ghost. There we have it. What our instructors, what they are speaking about with that second point, that to sanctify us as members, applying the benefits which Christ has merited for his church. And then they have spoken of that covenant and a calling upon to forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. The blessings and the advantage of the sacrament of holy baptism, a great privilege also. Romans 3, the verses 1 and 2. What profit hath the Jew? What advantage is there of circumcision? Chiefly that the oracles of God were entrusted unto us. And now when we consider the sacrament of holy baptism, how is it now with our baptism? Boys and girls, do you sometimes think about it? That you have the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon your forehead? Do you bring it before the Lord? Do you tell the Lord, Lord? When I was a little baby, then my parents, they have held me. And then thou was placed that sign and that seal of the covenant upon my forehead. And that speaks of such precious things, Lord. Wilt thou please do for me what is signified therein? And not only for our boys and girls, also for the older ones. How often do we think that we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And what a responsibility. The Lord is a jealous God of his honor. When we sin with a baptized forehead, then we take the name of the Lord in vain. The Lord is not an idle onlooker. Are we a separate people? Can it be seen by the world? We are a Reformed church. Can it be seen that we are Reformed? That we have been baptized? That we are under the truth? And now what do we need, each and every one of us? We need, it is so indispensable, that we may experience, that we may receive from heaven, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the riches portrayed in the sacrament of holy baptism. That sacrament tells us that without water we are unclean, we are vile. Boys and girls, young people, when is it now the best time to seek the Lord? You know the answer. I would ask you, I would go from bench to bench, then all our children and young people would say when we are young. May I ask you, are you now seeking the Lord? The way of prayer, searching the scriptures, fathers and mothers, what a responsibility, the oath with which we have made. May the prayers be multiplied. And now the need to experience the riches of the sacrament of holy baptism. What a privilege and what a blessing it is for a child of God. when with the sacrament of holy baptism, perhaps come to the house of God, burdened with your sins, that by the first time, also in the further exercises, with a cry unto the Lord, when there are bruised reeds, smoke and flaxes, where it seems to be so impossible, if experienced that you cannot wash yourself, but also in the further leadings, when we read of that second benefit more and more, to be separated, to lead holy and unblameable lives, and then to experience all the sin within, and then to come to the house of God, and then to be given to see that water sprinkled upon the forehead of those little children, and then when it may be used by the Holy Spirit, that we may be pointed to that precious blood, the blood and spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, to his threefold office as prophet, priest, and king, and that the faith of Zion may be strengthened. Oh, in the sacrament of holy baptism, then is declared what I read in Psalm 130, the verses 3 and 4. If, Lord, thou shouldest mark transgression, who can stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we may thank thee that thou wast given an other Lord's Day. It has been the 12th Lord's Day, that only a very small part of the congregation could come up. May that burden be felt. And then we think of the many children that have been born, that have not been baptized. May the prayers be multiplied, Lord. May we be given to meditate upon our baptized forehead. May it please thee to keep us as a separate people, that the Spirit is not grieved. Above all, Lord, by thy Spirit do for us and our dear children what is signified in the sacrament to be washed by the blood and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. We may commence another week. What this week shall hold in, it is all hidden from us. Thou shalt fulfill thy counsel. Thou hast commanded us to come before thee with all our sins, with our needs, with our desires, and to that end we humbly ask thee, wilt thou remember us, wilt thou help the mothers in the home during the day, during the night watches, wilt thou remember the remaining week of school, wilt thou grant thy help? Wilt thou help remember at work, on the field, the factory, on the road, wherever we are called to be? Wilt thou grant health, strength, and courage to the family circles when there are difficulties, when there is sickness? May we be given to bow our knees, O Lord, above all. Wilt thou convert us, as thou hast converted all thy people? Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? O wilt thou guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. O we are ready to leave one another, dismiss us in thy favor. May we meet one another at thy throne of grace. Watch over us, bring us safely to our dwellings, and watch over us in this night. Keep us from an unexpected, and above all, from an unprepared death, O Lord. May it please thee to add daily to the church such as should be saved, that thy kingdom may come, and that thy name may be glorified. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 425, the stanzas 4 and 5. Ye seed from Abraham descended, to whom his favors were extended, and Jacob's children, whom the Lord has chosen, hearken to his word, and what follows. 425, the stanzas 4 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen.